searching in the California mud.
Had to insert many responders by air to find people.
President says it's unlikely he'll talk with the special counsel.
We'll see what happens. I mean, certainly I'll see what happens.
Hospital dumps patient on a freezing night.
Left her on this bench with nothing but a hospital gown.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. 17 known dead, 17 listed as unaccounted for. The grim toll in Southern California after the destructive mudslides. CBS's Steve Futterman on the intense rescue effort.
This will be another day of searching for survivors.
All of our resources continue to operate in search and rescue mode.
Search crews, rescue crews, 500 people along with some search dogs are going through the muck and debris that has spread all over Montecito. The desperate friends and families of those missing are also taking part.
We're just going to go down the creek and see what we can find.
That man is looking for his mother. This woman is wishing her friend had simply stayed on the second floor of her two-story house.
Her bedroom's upstairs. And she just would have stayed upstairs.
At times, it seems everyone knows someone who has been impacted by the mudslide.
Do you know people who have lost their homes?
Yes, and people that have lost their lives.
As each hour goes by, the hope of finding those unaccounted for alive becomes less and less. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Montecito, California.
Well, CBS Evening News anchor Jeff Glor spoke with a man who escaped a wall of mud in Montecito at his home not long after Berkeley Johnson heard a noise from just nearby.
Went into this pile, and down in that muck in the middle of nowhere was a little baby. This little child just in the mud up to its, you know, tangled in the roots and the metal and the rock. And, if we weren't standing within 2 feet of that thing, we would have never heard it.
The girl is okay. It's not clear what happened to other members of her family. Now to Washington, where President Trump said it 8 times yesterday within 90 seconds. No collusion between his campaign and Russia. We're live at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
At a news conference yesterday alongside the Prime Minister of Norway, the president was asked if he'll submit to questions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Last June, he said he absolutely would. But now?
We'll see what happens. I mean, certainly I'll see what happens.
The president calls the Russia probe a phony cloud that has hung over his administration.
When they have no collusion and nobody's found any collusion at any level, it seems unlikely that you'd even have an interview.
Sources say the Trump legal team has begun preliminary discussions on the conditions of such an interview, with the president's lawyers focused on preserving executive privilege and the prerogatives of the office. Separately, Mr. Trump reiterated he won't sign a bill to help the Dreamers without funding for the border wall.
Any solution has to include the wall, because without the wall, it all doesn't work.
This week, House Republicans have unveiled a bill that gives DACA recipients legal status and authorizes construction of the border wall. Steve?
An immigration sweep hit a convenience store chain yesterday, as we hear from CBS's Tom Foti.
Immigration agents went to about 100 7-Eleven stores in 17 states and Washington, D.C., checking that employees had valid green cards and calling on store owners to produce hiring records on employees' immigration status. Juan Carlos Blanco is an immigration lawyer in Miami.
With the Trump administration, we know that, his agenda is to deport everybody he can deport.
7-Eleven says the owners of the franchises are responsible for hiring and verifying work eligibility. The chain has more than 8,600 convenience stores across the nation.
Video from a man near Baltimore in a bus stop trained a bright light now on the issue of hospitals and patient dumping. Here's CBS's Peter King.
That bus stop was next to the University of Maryland's Midtown Baltimore campus.
Wait, so y'all just gonna leave this lady out here with no clothes on?
Imamu Baraka confronted hospital security guards as he shot the video.
That is not okay.
A security guard is heard off mic saying, "You don't know the circumstances."
So you all are just going to leave this lady out here like this?
Not only was it below freezing, the woman was only wearing a hospital gown and socks. Baraka called 911. The woman wound up back inside the same hospital. The University of Maryland says it's shocked, disappointed, and looking into exactly how this happened. Peter King, CBS News.
A school superintendent outside New Orleans says he and his family have gotten death threats. It's fallout from the arrest of a teacher who complained about his pay raise at a school board meeting. Video of it went viral. Superintendent Jerome Pio.
28 years of my life dedicated to the students of this community. It's so hard to see this negative. It is. It's tough.
The teacher, Deshia Hargrave, has gone back to work at her middle school. Troubling questions surrounding the new governor of Missouri, a former military man seen as a rising Republican star. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Governor Eric Greitens admits he was unfaithful to his wife, but denies allegations he took nude photographs of his former hairdresser to keep her quiet about their affair. The woman's ex-husband making the claim.
He took a picture of my wife naked as blackmail. There is no worse person.
Governor Greitens' wife calls it a deeply personal mistake for which her husband has taken responsibility.
Little more than a year after President Trump posted about saving jobs at a carrier plant in Indianapolis, 215 workers are being let go beginning today. 340 jobs were cut last summer, some of the jobs shifting to Mexico. CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us the FAA is investigating why an Aeromexico flight almost landed on the wrong runway at San Francisco's airport.
Aeromexico 668, runway 28 right, clear to land.
Despite the Aeromexico pilot confirming the tower's direction to land on runway 28 right, the Boeing 737 lined up for the parallel runway 28 left, already occupied by a Virgin America flight waiting to take off. Flight tracking site FlightAware lists the altitude for the Aeromexico jet as being as low as 600 feet before controllers stepped in.
Aeromexico 668, go around.
The flight landed safely on its second approach, but this is the third known apparent close call on a runway at SFO since July.
We'll try to put the fizz back in Diet Coke. Coca-Cola's updating the soda's logo, offering four new flavors, even a slim 12-ounce can. Sales have been tumbling in recent years. A new legal challenge is being launched today on the 16th anniversary of the opening of the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Here's CBS's Gary Nunn.
The Center for Constitutional Rights is suing to get the Trump administration to release remaining detainees.
Our hope is that we could get before a court in within a few months and have a ruling soon after.
Maher Azmi is the center's legal director.
I think inevitably, whether it's this action or another one, the Supreme Court will get involved. They have to get involved. This kind of lawlessness can't continue forever.
The center wants a judicial review of the legality of the decision keeping the 41 men at the prison. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Plenty of reboots were needed when the power came back on yesterday at the big consumer technology show at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Everything went dark for about 2 hours. Officials say the recent heavy rainfall caused problems with the building's transformers. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.